I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello to our amazing Word of Mom listeners. It seems like spring is finally here. And what better to talk about in spring but gardens and flowers and honeybees? I had an opportunity to speak with Kelly Edkins from Honeybee Herbs, and she is amazing. So I don't even want to talk about it. I'm just going to play the interview. Enjoy.
And I am here with Kelly Edkins, the owner, founder, all-around person in charge, honeybeeherbs.com in the Catskill Mountains. And she's here to talk to us a little bit about all the different things that she does. Kelly has been cultivating medicinal herbs, native plants, and endangered species for more than two decades in the Catskill Mountains of New York. Her organic farm, Honeybee Herbs, focuses on plants that provide food for honeybees, as well as plants that are endangered species. She sells the herbal and honeybee produce from her farm and gardens at local farmers markets and festivals in the Catskill Mountains. Past projects include driving the movement for the first DEC-managed compost facility site in New York State, the Bee Green Community Garden. Her community service continued with driving the movement to stop a landfill expansion in her hometown. Kelly has provided years of volunteer teaching and workshops on compost and gardening for the school systems and community organizations in the local area. Countless garden installations and large-scale stone projects have provided years of a deep connection with the earth that is both genuine and benevolent. Most important to Kelly is her connection with her honeybees, their conservation drives, both the content of her gardens and indeed her very existence. Kelly, I'm so excited to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm good, Tracy. Thank you for having me today, this beautiful sunny day, finally.
Finally, I know. We really
finally
need spring to come.
Yes, we do. We do.
So please, this is all so fascinating. So tell me, how did you get started with this? How did this all come about?
Well, I guess I started it when I turned 30. I started my own business called Gardens by Kelly, and I would go out and build organic gardens for second homeowners up here in the Catskills. So basically I started in ornamentals, and the ornamentals weren't providing any pollination for the pollinators and the honeybees and other pollinators like butterflies. So I started to integrate the weeds into my landscape gardens, and noticing that once I had the weeds come about in these beautiful ornamental gardens, the pollinators came. So then I started to study the different weeds, and turns out that all the weeds have become very valuable medicine for medicinal plants in herbalism.
And wow.
Yeah, and a lot of the weeds that would pop up, because I do permaculture, which is working in sync with the land instead of trying to change it, you work with the land. So if there's a wet spot in one of my installations, maybe horsetail will pop up. And horsetail is just a native plant that used to be all over in the Catskills, which is disappearing. So it's a sustainable landscape design. So that's basically how I got into that, and studying the plants, and then from the plants, the bees. And here I am 18 years later, focusing on honeybee gardens mostly now, and medicine gardens.
Great.
So that's
great. And then I know that conservation is a big important thing to you in composting. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, okay, so along with, 18 years of building gardens, back in the 90s, it wasn't as popular. So basically there was no earth wherever I would plant. I would dig a hole and it would be all rocks. So I would dig up the rocks and then try to, get some dirt delivered somewhere. And I would go around all over, the different areas and see if I could find some nutrient-rich dirt, which was very hard to find. So I started to study composting, and I became a master gardener, and I started making my own dirt using different materials, starting with the sticks and the brush, on the properties, then integrating it with food waste and inoculating red wiggler worms to the whole mix, and making my own dirt, because the dirt was not nutrient rich for my plants to survive. So that's how I got into the composting. And, having two kids, teaching them how to be sustainable in my home, teaching compost. And I went to schools, and we started to take the food waste from the schools and create our own little compost source of materials. And the town had given me a plot of land, and it became a community compost garden, where it became huge. I mean, we stopped the landfill expansion. There was a landfill that we were importing trash from all over the place, even Connecticut and New York, and trucks were coming up to Monticello. And the reason why I did this was because I was obviously opposed to the landfill being built up and expanded in a small city that I lived in. And the compost, the Be Green Community Compost, became DEC regulated, and that's Department of Environment. And we wound up actually taking in 400,000 pounds of food waste from stores like Walmart and Sam's Club, and turning it into making it into static piles of composting debris and turning it into earth. And it was pretty amazing. And we didn't really use any machines, just the red wiggler worms would actually continue to turn the trash and make it into compost. It took a few years, but after a couple of years, we had a humongous pile of soil. So
nice.
That's it. So,
wow.
And that's how I make the dirt. So I mean, I could talk about composting for so long. That's what got me into, the gardening, because there was no earth, and I would make my own dirt. So that's that. And it was the Bee Green Garden, because I love the bees, and all the plants, all the wildflowers were there for the bees, and I actually had bees at the compost site, and people would actually come down and see the bees and learn how to be nice to them and how to plant plants for them. It's very vast. It's hard to take in if you have no idea what like my mission for me would be to have New York, all of every state would be to compost their food waste, and you could just do it in your backyard and turn it into soil. So that's the plan, But so that's what I do. I build compost gardens all throughout the Catskills for different schools and professionals and homeowners, as well as my own farm here.
Really
bees.
Amazing. And then that led you to actually then keeping bees and using honey products.
Yeah.
So let me know a little more about that.
Yeah, the great thing is, like, my customers, my clients were second homeowners, and they were able to purchase, like, vast amounts of land, like 200 acres, 100 acres. So I would advise them on what plants to actually cultivate, which plants to eliminate, like poison ivy, you don't want that, and knotweed, things like that can become invasive on a large 100-acre plot of land. And so I would have an abundance of crops, because all of these, once you start to sweeten your soil on your property and make it more alkaline and nutrient-rich. These plants are dormant, these endangered species plants that have been dormant, and they're not coming up because the soil is not alkaline enough. So they pop up once you sweeten the land. So they, I've wound up getting tons of crops, perennial crops, and so I started to see that the honeybees were coming to the properties, the wild bees that are in the wild would come down and pollinate. And so once the bees would go to that plant, I would say, oh, what plant is this? I'd study it and then learn that, you know, I have trillium in my garden, and that's an ancient endangered plant that is leaving the planet, but the bees love it, so it must be medicinal. So I would research what trillium would do and harvest the flower or the root and then make a product, make a green product. I know you're talking about green products, so that's what I would do. I'd make a green product from my plants that I would cultivate on other people's land.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, and then I would take that trillium on my pond, and then let's say, okay, I'm over in Sullivan County, which is about 100 miles southwest of me. I would take, dig up a trillium plant, and now I'll bring it over to where I am in Arkville in Delaware County, and I'll cultivate that plant here. So I'm cultivating patches of endangered species plants for the native wild honeybees throughout the mountains. So it's pretty exciting, yeah. And my goal is to have the ginseng come back and cultivate that. But,
oh yeah,
yeah. So
you have a certain amount of land that's yours where you're doing specific cultivation and keeping bees, but then you're also able to sometimes harvest from some of the people that you are building gardens for.
Exactly. Yeah, that's okay. How I got into my tea business, because my clients, you know, they didn't really want to harvest. They just wanted to give back to the land, so they would hire me, and then I would start to, you know, grow whatever I wanted for my teas and the salves and the tinctures that I make, and then and then take the plants. I mean, all the plants are perennial, so they all make babies, so I dig them up and move them. And on my land here in Arkville, we're on 40 acres. So and that's where I'm cultivating the bees and the plants. I've moved all around Sullivan County, and I moved out here to Delaware County because they don't spray the wildflowers up here. So, I was losing a lot of bees to spraying glyphosates on. Yeah, so I moved up here 3 years ago. So I'm starting to cultivate in the forest here, which is exciting.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a lot cleaner, too. It's, like, very clean.
Such fascinating stuff. I want to quickly give a shout-out to our sponsors. As always, we are sponsored by Safety Bags, Inc. and StadiumBags.com and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And before we hear from them, I do want to give a quick Healthy Habits tip for today. And on this beautiful day, as we're talking about going back to nature and bringing the fabulous bees back into our gardens, I just want to remind everyone to breathe. It's amazing how much our breathing affects everything else that we do. And if you're taking shorter, shallower breaths, you can't really physically do anything. You want to relax all the muscles in your body and just relax and breathe. And let the air fill up your lungs and be used to oxygenate your blood and fuel your muscles and give you the energy to do everything you will do for the day. So remember to just breathe. Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, My coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS Healthy Habits @gmail.com.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And now let's get back to Kelly and honeybee herbs.
So, and did I see where you actually also have an herb shop? Is that correct?
Yes, that's exciting for me. I have been on the road for 15 years, schlepping all my herbs to festivals and farm markets, and now I'm actually having a brick and mortar store in Margaretville, New York, and I'm right in the center of town, and we're Honeybee Herbs, and I'll be selling herbs grown throughout the Catskills. And you would be able to come in and purchase them locally. I'm also creating a network of other farmers that are growing medicinals and other kind of culinary herbs for my store. So it will be a really nice community-supported herb shop.
That's awesome. So you have some that are actually used for cooking and things like that, and then some of them that are used in the different farms.
Lots of, I got someone's growing, they're doing sun-dried tomatoes, so I'm going to be having those, and another farm's doing chili peppers. You know, my passion is herbs and endangered species,
right.
and then I connect with other people, and yeah, so you'll be able to get culinary, and then someone wanted some moringa seeds, so I'm looking for a farmer out in Florida that will be sending that to me, and like creating a network, you know, of herbal, like not, you know, strictly grown here in the States, you know, so that's exciting. And, of course, we'll be selling different raw honeys and
right.
from myself and also from other beekeepers that have raw honey. And that's really exciting.
Yeah, because I know that raw honey is really a hugely beneficial thing in some of the other you know, things that come out of the honey. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the reason why I call myself Honeybee Herbs is because I would focus on each flower. As soon as the flower emerges here up in the mountains, the bees go out and they pollinate, and they go from one flower to the next. So after they gather the nectar and pollen, I would harvest the flower and put them into different honeybee teas, some honeybee tea. And so it's interesting. And from the flowers, then once they're done getting the flowers, then we'd have the honey. And we don't harvest honey until if we have an abundance of flowers. That's the only way we get honey, is if we have an abundance of flowers. So that's why I'm always noticing the flowers. And we'll harvest honey like probably the end of May. So the first batch of honey would be the spring honey, and it has dandelion and lilac and coltsfoot and trillium and columbine and ginseng, all these different flowers. And I don't know if you're familiar with the benefits of raw honey. Are you familiar with what raw honey is?
I am somewhat familiar, but I'd really love for you to tell all of us about some of the benefits. I know that it's good for helping with allergies.
Yeah, totally.
But aside from that, I'm not really sure what else, so I'd love you to tell us.
Okay, so, well, there's anti-inflammatory properties that comes from the honey, and that's due to the peptides and the enzymes in the honey. And it's also an energy booster, It's unprocessed sugar energy, so it's the good sugar.
Right.
It helps boost the memory because it's filled with antioxidants. So it's great to have a spoonful of honey, especially if like someone's having memory problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great cough suppressant. It actually coats the throat and keeps it calm. So if you're like having a coughing fit, it's good to have it. It's emulsant.
Oh.
It relieves irritation in the throat. It actually helps sleeping. So it actually creates a melatonin, which helps your body sleep.
Right.
From yeah, it's really it's great. It's dandruff. It's great if you have dandruff or itchy scalp. You could dilute honey with some water, and you just put it in your head, or you make a spray bottle and just leave it in your scalp if you're having problems. It's antifungal. If you have herpes, any kind of herpes, the enzymes in the honey actually stops it from getting larger. So it's a great source of that, as well as acne, you know. You put it on a pimple. Yeah, it's really great. Great moisturizer. It's like amazing. I don't stop. It's just an amazing immune boost. Increases libido. It actually it helps you, a male produce more testosterone, and the female, it will help her boost her fertility. So if you know someone that's having problems having a baby. And, yeah, it's amazing. And it helps
no
prevent
idea.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just so amazing. And it helps prevent cancer. It has a carcinogen-preventing property that actually it's a superfood, which helps kill the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important when you're buying raw honey that you get it from your local beekeeper, and you ask the beekeeper, is it raw honey? You know, and raw honey will harden. They call that creamed honey. Once it does crystallize. So if you get raw honey and they say it's raw honey and it never hardens or crystallizes, then that means that it was processed and it was heated.
Okay.
Or it was a lot of beekeepers are cutting it with corn syrup or some kind of sugar. So it's really important when you do that.
So a lot of the properties you're talking about are only really there for you if the honey is, in fact, raw and not processed at all.
Exactly. And, yeah, so when you're going to the farm market, it's good to ask the beekeeper, oh, what do you feed? Do you feed your bees? Because us beekeepers, we feed our bees. And my partner and I, we give them back the honey. So we save the honey and we give it back to them. So a lot of beekeepers feed them sugar.
Oh.
You know, so you have to, but, you know, the consumer is becoming more educated, which is good because then it creates awareness. So you'll see the difference. And raw honey will start to go up in price. It's really starting to go up in price.
Oh, I bet. And when we talk about local honey, like how close to you do you want the honey to have come from in order to get those benefits?
Well, at least a 10-mile radius, you know. So if you're living in a small town and there's a beekeeper in the town, I'd definitely befriend that beekeeper or get some honey.
Right.
If you go to a farm market and the beekeeper, the only difference is, let's say you're in Connecticut, so your flowers, you're probably, something's blooming there now, no? Anything? Crocus?
Yeah, definitely.
So definitely crocus. So your flowers are blooming a little earlier than us. So, you know, so basically if you're in Connecticut and you have allergies now and you come up to the Catskills and you come to a farm market and you say, when was this honey taken from the hive? When did you gather the honey? So you'd get a spring honey to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So it still would be okay. And then there's the fall honey. So if you have allergies in the fall, then you'd, you know, usually like now we're going to be extracting our fall honey now. So you'd get.
Okay.
Yeah. So ask the beekeeper, you know, but usually it's okay. It's not, if you have it and you have a beekeeper in your town, definitely, and you have allergies, definitely find the beekeeper and get the honey as close as you can. So that's important. That's very important.
Wow,
what else?
Kelly, it sounds like we could go on and on forever, but I think for this episode, you should let us all know how to find you. I know you have a website, and people can purchase items on your website in addition to coming into your shop, correct?
Yes, they can. My website for my bee produce and my tea is honeybeeherbs.com. And that's just honeybeeherbs.com. My shop is it's Honeybee Herbs, and I'm in Margaretville, New York. And what else? I'll be at the Woodstock Farm Market and Round Barn, that's up here in the Catskills.
Good. And I'm looking at your website right now, and it looks like it's a really well done website as well, by the way. And so, like, you're welcome. Looks like you do have up here, like, there's information on where you're going to be and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, it's pretty updated. If you want to check out my garden building to get inspired, I inspire a lot of people that love gardening. I do stonework, and there's pictures of all the work I've done, some of the work. It's kellygardens.com, and that's K-E-L-L-E-Y, gardens.com. And you could see different projects I've been working on.
Great.
I'm already
sensing that we're going to need to do some updates and to hear some more stories about your bees and your products in the future. But thank you so much for sharing with us today. And we'll look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Great. Thank you so much, Tracy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi there. You're listening to Shirley Bloth. I am the president of the New Haven and Shoreline chapter of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and we are putting on a fabulous event that you and your family can come to on Earth Day in Bristol. Earth Day is Sunday, April 22nd, and from 10 to 4, we will have 75 vendors, readers. We'll have a free raffle. The grand prize is a Hilton overnight stay with breakfast for two. We'll be taking a drum ride with Bob Bloom at 4 p.m. on the patio. We hope you'll check us out online on Facebook. It is Passport to Health and Wellness Expo. It'll be held at the Bristol DoubleTree Hilton Hotel on 42 Century Drive in Bristol. That's the same route that ESPN and Les Compounds are on. We will have 75 exhibitors, speakers, keynote speakers. And like I said, you'll definitely want to take a drum ride with Bob Bloom at 4 p.m. on the patio. We will have all the door proceeds donating to the Connecticut Children's Medical Center and Hartford Hospital's Integrative Medicine's Angie Spa Fund. And those will be used for direct patient care, and they will be matched by the maximum allowed by the grants for each of those organizations. So we hope you do check us out and participate in coming to the event. It's from 10 to 4 with the exhibitors and speakers. Admission for early bird attendees is $5 at the door, $7 per person at the door. And children 5 to 12 is only $2. We hope you'll check out all our exhibitors and listen for our speaker events, which will be sent out when anyone pre-registers on the expo tickets. Again, on Facebook or Eventbrite, it's Passport to Health and Wellness Expo. And throughout the day, the speakers will be addressing multiple topics. Attendees will get a special program with prizes for checking out all the Holistic Chamber members that will be participating in there. And we hope that you would visit our sponsors and exhibitors that day. We'll have lots of great information. We'll have people doing body work, Reiki, massage, the Beamer machine, and many other items that will be given away free with our raffle and the gift certificates for anyone who has come through the door. We hope you'll check us out again online. On Facebook, it's Passport to Health and Wellness. And if you'd like to get information in advance, you're certainly welcome to call me at 860-989-0033. My name is Shirley Bloth. Passport to Health and Wellness, the statewide exhibit for the Holistic Chamber of Commerce in Connecticut. We'll have people from New England coming just to the event specifically to help you out that day with any alternative care, integrative care, or special information that you probably haven't heard about before. So we hope to see you at the Benefit Holistic Fair at the Bristol DoubleTree Hotel by Hilton in Connecticut on April 22nd. That's Earth Day, and it's from 10 to 4 p.m. Thanks so much for listening today, and our wellness days will be coming up as well beyond this date in the future. Stay tuned, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You can find links to more information about the expo on our website and on our Facebook page, or go to yourholisticevents.com, or you can call Shirley at 860-989-0033. Today has been such a great show, and I am excited to tell you what's coming up for the rest of April. We will be featuring more green products on Thursdays for the rest of April. We might even throw in an extra show on a Wednesday because so many great people have gotten in touch with us with their incredible green products. Music Mondays are going to be really exciting for the rest of the month. On the 16th, we will have Franklin Cisco Burns, very good friend of mine and the best country singer on earth. You heard a little snippet of him when we talked about the crucifixion a few weeks ago, and now he's going to do a complete show. April 23rd, Beth Ann Hilton, who was hosting Positively Entertaining on Word of Mom for a while, is coming back, and she'll be bringing that back on the fourth Thursday of every month, starting April 23rd. And on April 30th, we'll be featuring Sister Act, which is playing at the Westchester Broadway Theater. Please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And on behalf of Dori DiCarlo, please make it a great day. Thank you, everybody.